B-Pod Studios.
Well, we want to wish everybody a happy Fat Tuesday on the Rap Party Podcast.
Yes, Mardi Gras, y'all.
What are we doing?
Drinking.
Where are we at?
No.
What are we doing? Drinking.
Does it pain you to hear that audio clip, Nicole, of you and your ex?
No, that was a fun trip.
Okay, good, because I love that audio clip.
Yeah.
The funny thing about that was like from 2 years ago. And people started sending us their own. Like, where are you at? Disney. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Riding.
It was cool to get a lot. I got one from an engagement party. I got one from the beach. Got some from a few places.
Let me ask you this. Does Kylie get upset when we play the clip?
I'm sure, like, part of her does. Yeah. But she's a champ.
She's a champ.
I spent the weekend with her girlfriend roommate, and Kylie is an absolute champ.
She sticks it out?
Yeah. Which reminds me, I need to bring up something tomorrow because I totally did something to Nicole and Kylie that I hate when people do to me.
Ooh, you were an ass.
No, not an ass, but I was like kind of like forceful about something.
Oh.
Easy, Harvey Weinstein. What the hell was that?
No, not Harvey Weinstein. Like, you know,
jeez,
like I was trying to force myself on. Nope, that doesn't sound good either.
I have no idea what he's talking
about. You know
what?
I'm glad we're talking about it now and this didn't happen on the radio. Work out your vocabulary.
Do you want me to just tell you? I can just tell you. I don't care.
Yeah, just tell me.
I was forcing my favorite show on Nicole, and it didn't work to the point where Nicole fell asleep during it.
Oh, it's that bad.
No. It wasn't that bad, but we had been engaging in a lot of activities throughout the day, and I'm exhausted come around that time on was it Friday?
That was Saturday before the party.
So I already knew that I wanted to nap before the party. So I already had that mentality. And then he just goes,
Curb.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Curb enthusiasm.
Yeah. Cause we were talking about the Friends reunion and Kylie was like, by the way, we didn't even get to this today. And I just don't think Friends is that funny. There's funny moments,
but
it's not a funny show.
I agree.
So she said that you said you like Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld and The Office.
And then I said, you're going to love Curb. And somehow our home had HBO on demand. So I played for her two episodes and she fell asleep through the second.
But I did like it. Like I put it on my watch list on your HBO account.
On my HBO account, yeah. Kylie didn't. Kylie was not amused.
Kylie was pretty, I'm sure Kylie didn't look up from her phone.
No, she didn't. I looked over because when you force someone to watch a show that you like,
yeah, you care about their interaction.
You have to look at it. Like when there's a funny joke, you look around to see if anybody else likes the reaction. You go, funny, right? That was good, right?
And that's what he did entire time.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't like watching. And now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm totally this person too. But like if I've already seen a movie, I don't mind watching it again if I really like it because I want someone else to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But Manny kept being like, oh, heads up. This is about to happen. Oh, this person's in it. This is happening. And I'm like,
this is funny. Watch this. Watch this. It's coming up. It's funny.
Okay.
That's
because
annoying.
I felt like I was letting them down. The episode was one where Larry David tripped Shaq. He had front row seats at the Forum and Shaq was checking into the game and he tripped him and Shaq tore his ligament. And then the other one was, he misdialed somebody and the person answered the phone and Larry goes, oh, hey, hi, Gil. Yeah, how are you? Nothing, just calling to say hi, you know, trying to play it off because he misdialed the guy. And then he got invited to a party to go to Gil's house for a party and it's really funny. Anyway, that was it. I forced, and I hate when people are like, you're going to love this show. You got to watch this show. So I think tomorrow on our radio show, we should talk about, like, what show do you not watch, but people swear you have to?
Yeah.
Like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, see, I can't get behind it. Or Better Call Saul.
It's built up so much now, Roy, on both of them. You're right. They're built up so much where it's like, now if I watch it and it's anything but, like, incredible, I'm going to give it a crappy score. You know?
Yeah.
What show do you force on people, Loren? Like, if someone said, what show should I be watching that I'm not?
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You watched that, though, Nicole.
Absolutely.
It was so good. Like, I forced my mom to watch it with me.
Did she like it?
she thought the first couple episodes were slow, and I kept saying, you just got to get through these. Like, you just got to get through these. And then afterwards, she's all in now.
Because it's so funny when you swear that someone's going to like something and they don't.
I always force The Office now that I've seen it, but that's always a win. If my best friend actually says that it's like the dumbest show she's ever seen, and I question her now.
Yeah.
I'm like,
she
okay.
doesn't find The Office funny?
No.
That's like someone who doesn't like dogs.
Like, she thinks it's stupid, and I'm like, you're stupid.
Right, good comeback.
Yeah.
You told her?
Oh, you don't think The Office is funny?
I'm trying to force atypical.
It's not that I don't think The Office is funny. It's just not a show that I would stop down to watch.
Text the Viking and tell him to come back. We owe him money, our intern.
Yeah.
Did he leave? Oh, there he is.
Okay.
Hold on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Call the horn.
Yo.
He heard the horn. He's coming.
our intern loves Viking stuff, so we got a Viking
horn
for
him. How are you going to pay him money? We don't have cash.
I will get. I have. We owe him $10. I asked
12.
Him.
$12, if not 13.
Okay, that's fine. We'll pay him, but he doesn't have
$15 for gas.
Yo.
Whoa.
You don't have Venmo? Do you have PayPal?
I got Cash App.
Cash App?
What's that?
Come on this microphone over here. This is intern Viking, everyone. So we sent you to get a king cake today because it's Fat Tuesday.
Yes.
And Roy gave you money. How much did Roy give you?
$50.
Okay. We didn't need to ask. We didn't need to know the...
They're getting the full story. I'm not
leaving anything out. Now my follow-up question is, Roy, did you grab that out of Loren's purse?
We didn't need to know the bill.
Okay. $50. No, we do need to know the bill because there's a reason why you gave the $50 back to Roy.
Did they not have change for a 50?
No, I was at a self-checkout and I just... All right. So I was being nice and generous and I paid for it. And apparently... Everybody here now hates me for that.
No, you're not supposed to.
We don't hate you. It's just one of the perks to working here is you don't have to pay for anything other than your gas to get here.
It was only $10.99. I thought, why not? And it will, take out the anxiety of me having to sit there and watch all this change come out while people stare at me. So.
That's what it is. He didn't want to carry all that cash.
Why didn't you just go to a regular register?
Because there was only like one open and nobody was there.
He was being efficient.
That's our Viking. Say that.
So we said to him when he got here, "Can we Venmo you?" And you said,
"What's that?"
Yeah,
and I think everybody has Venmo. I'm shocked when I hear that.
My mom has Venmo.
You didn't know what Face App was, Manny. So face recognition
on my iPhone.
Yeah.
No, I did know what it was. I just thought it was too much of a pain in the ass to use, like that you had to do the same face that you. Don't ask. I thought it was more complicated than it was. However, now I'm a little concerned because I thought that our intern Viking was this, guy that didn't know how to make a photocopy, couldn't do this and that because he's all in on new technology. But if you don't know how to make a photocopy and you don't have Venmo.
But he has Cash App and we don't have that. So how can we ding him?
You're so Gastonia.
I mean, that's where I grew up.
I know.
Sadly.
Sadly. Gastonia is wonderful. Can we eat the king cake? That's all I wanted to do in this frat party. And we have 8 minutes of mindless banter, and all I want to do is eat the king cake.
I feel like we've had really good rap party content today.
I can't even tell you what we talked about. I've been zoned out doing a vlog the whole time.
That looks
vlog my ass. You've been looking at that king cake. All right, so the idea of the king cake is the baby in?
Yes.
All right, there's a baby inside the cake, and whoever eats the piece of cake with the baby in it gets good luck. Is that right?
Yes.
Just please don't choke on it.
Don't choke on it.
Yeah, it's small. It could be a choking hazard.
Don't throw something at a pregnant lady.
It was paper towel.
Intern Viking, did you know this? That you have the king cake and the baby thing?
Yeah.
You did know about this?
Yep.
Are you just saying that?
Yes.
He's funny.
Thank you. I try very hard.
By the way, the baby in the king cake is to symbolize baby Jesus. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, you know what? Instead of asking him questions, can we get him to go get us some forks?
Yeah, go ahead. Go get some forks, dude, out of the kitchen, please.
Will do.
Yeah, get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The person that finds the baby also has to buy next year's cake.
Oh, really?
The person who buys the baby this year has to buy next year's cake.
Well, currently, Nick did, and he's not going to be with us next year. All right.
Is it in one of them?
Oh, many bakers have recently been placing the baby outside the cake. They've been leaving the baby outside the cake, and it's to make sure that, because there's always a potential of customers choking or swallowing the baby, and bakers want to stay clear of liability.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the moment, didn't those people... That's some horse crap, because that means that person's not chewing their food, and that's concerning. All right, he's back, folks, with forks. Yeah. I'll take one of those. Are you excited to try cake? Yep. Viking?
All right, so remember, nobody chew really hard, because if you bite the baby, I don't want you to choke.
Now, whoever gets it is going to get good luck or prosperity.
But they also have to buy a cake.
Well, that's why the prosperity would be...
Huh.
Anybody have the baby? The
not
baby?
Yet.
No, but it tastes like a honey bun.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good, actually.
Oh, this is good for losing weight, right?
Yeah.
Happy Fat Tuesday, everybody.
This won't stick to your love handles.
Lauren?
What?
I was trying not to think about that.
Sorry.
This is delicious.
Not too bad.
What do you think, Viking?
It's really good.
Yeah, it just wasn't... Didn't
nobody...
look well prepared.
I got the baby!
Right in my ear.
Yeah.
Let me take a picture of it, because it's like on her fork.
Yeah, I'm choking, Lorraine. I'm choking all the time.
Are you all right, Viking?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Take
a lot
more than
that. I got the baby. She yelled it out.
Right in my ear.
Look at that bare ass.
Don't choke on it. Oh, congratulations.
Yay.
Congratulations.
My first king cake ever.
I don't remember it being this good.
It's pretty good. And by the way, this is a Publix king cake. It's not even Suarez.
Yeah, it was like one that came in like a pre-done package too.
I remember the last king cake we had nuts in it.
Yeah. Nicole said she thinks you just like nuts.
I actually don't.
All right, listen.
Whoa,
that's a rap party podcast.
I gotta go talk to some kiddies at a school today.
Yeah, good for you, dude. You're busy, and then tomorrow you're. Later this week, you guys are talking to some...
This is a tough week. Today I'm talking to kids at a school. Then I have to go to a Charlotte Beer Garden Preview 9. And then I have tomorrow timed out youth. And then I think I have something Friday.
Okay.
But then I'm off Saturday. But Sunday...
You have real estate stuff probably.
Sunday is full day of showing houses. Full day of showing houses.
All right. That's a wrap party podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.